A standard to appoint leaders. The 1 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1-7. Here is a trustworthy saying, if anyone sets his heart on being an overseer, he desires a noble task. Now the overseer must be above reproach, the husband of but one wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well, and see that his children obey him with proper respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders, so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. As it is getting closer to the end of the year time, the church is appointing leaders, companies as well as the communities are appointing leaders. Whatever organization it is, a role of a leader is important. More than anything else, leaders need to have insights about history and the willing attitude to serve the communities for the purpose of the organization. For a security guard, rather than what kind of degree that the security guard has in martial arts, what is more important is the willing attitude to safeguard people. When something comes up for the people that the security guard needs to protect, security guard does not get away from it, but towards that direction, he throws his body into it. When a firefighter sees fire, he does not get away from it but he throws himself into the fire. When the war breaks out, soldiers do not get away from it but throw themselves into the battlefield. When COVID broke out, everyone tried to flee from it, but doctors got into the scene, where the patients were to cure the patients and risked their lives even. It is because it is the mission of the doctors. Especially when there is a crisis, or as things are more seriously difficult, leaders are required to have leadership skills. When Kennedy became the president of the U.S., he went to the former president and asked for advice. He told the former president, "Please advise me on the tasks that I need to prioritize as the president." Former president told him this in return. The most important thing is having determination. Whether it is a nation, or society, or community, a role of a leader that has clear willpower, determination and trust, is important. As a believer, when we pray for our nation, we need to pray for the leaders first of all. It is the same as the faith community. It is because God works through people. To preach the gospel of the heaven, a lot of workers were needed. At that time, God did not call the writers that were very good at writing. He did not call the politicians that were very good at public speaking. He called Peter that was a fisherman, and appointed him as the chief disciple. In the Old Testament as well, a person like Gideon, the farmer, a person like Amos that was breeding the mulberry trees, were called as the people of God. Whether it is a nation, a church, it is important to appoint right people. There's a saying, for a year, we need to breed grains, for 10 years, we need to plant trees and for 100 years, there is a saying that we need to train people. A hope of the future is in appointing and training people. We need to put the foundation on God. Politics, economy, society, culture, education, in all aspects, we need to train Christians that are fully armed with Christian perspectives, so that we need to make this place a kingdom of God. It has been said that 3% of the saltiness of the sea serves a role of a preservative that prevents seawater from decaying. Even though 20% people of the entire society are Christians, this society is not being purified and this is something that we should be concerned about. In the Word today, Paul clearly came up with a few kinds of standards in appointing church leaders and suggested these to Timothy. More than anything else, Paul advised Timothy to appoint leaders that are of good character. Let us read verse 2 together. It says, "Now the overseer must be above reproach, the husband of but one wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach." Firstly, it says, "Now the overseer must be above reproach." It means appoint leaders that have nothing to criticize about, but it does not mean that a person must be of no default and must be perfect, but it means it is a person that is of good character. A person of a good character means a person that has a good balance of intellect, moral ethics and emotional intelligence. In the society, as there are many people that do not meet the standard, are occupied on the positions, there are many issues in the society and thus, the society is not healthy. It is the same for the church. Apostle Paul suggested Timothy about the standards in appointing leaders. Firstly, there is nothing to criticize about. Secondly, he is a husband to wife. Thirdly, he is self-controllable. Fourthly, he is temperate. Fifthly, he is respectable. Sixthly, he is hospitable. And the seventh, he is able to teach. Paul advised Timothy to appoint leaders that have these qualities. In other words, Paul told Timothy to appoint leaders that have these characteristics. Also, he advised to appoint people that are self-controlled. Self-control is like a brake feature of a car. When running down a steep downside hill, if a brake has been broken, imagine it. A person that is uncontrollable is like driving a car that has a broken brake. We see that people like these cannot control their temper, so in a little thing, they cannot control their emotions or actions, we see that their character is ruined as a result. We see many cases like these. Hitler of Germany is a good example. Because of his anger, he lost in the Second World War, and we know this fact very well. He was very smart, observant, able to precisely make decisions and had an outstanding leadership skill. However, if there was something that he did not like about, he could not control his hatred and rage. At one stage, Germany was having a hard battle against England and France. But because he could not control the anger of his emotion at one point, this brought such a misfortune to his party. He took away one of the main troops because of his anger, when he was attacking the Soviet Union, and this came to be the root cause of defeat in the war, which he would not be able to turn back in his life. It was because of the anger that he could not control himself. It has been said that a character of a leader should be self-controlled, and it has been said that a test should take place so that a person of a good character that would serve the community well should be appointed. When appointing a leader, we need to test the candidates beforehand, so that there is no bad habit in that future leader. Let us read verse 3. It says, "Not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money." There should be no drunkenness. Drinking alcohol, beating up, having quarrels with others refer to bad habits. These bad habits have deadly toxicity. Before appointing leaders, we need to test people so that we know whether future leaders have tendency to fall into these bad habits or not. There was a professor that used to live as a next-door neighbor to us. Normally, he used to be very gentle and was of a good character. However, when he drinks, on the way home from drinking, he kicks the products of the stores, he swears to anyone, fights with people on the streets so that he was called to a police station. His character changed when he was drunk. When he was at home, until he no longer was drunk, he harassed family members. Children went sidetrack, the couple ended up having a divorce. I saw an entire family being shattered. Alcohol causes an ability to rationally think to be paralyzed. Alcohol causes emotion to fall into self-indulgence, this causes character to fall apart. This is a bad habit that is deadly and it has toxicity. So, it has been said that when appointing leaders, we need to test whether future leaders have these kinds of bad habits. Before appointing leaders, it has been advised to test leaders first. Also, Paul saw the ability to manage finance as one of the qualities of being a leader. Verse 3, it says, "Not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money." This does not mean that we do not need money at all. However, it means a leader should be a person that is not a lover of money, but a person that is able to manage finance. Money itself is not an evil thing nor goodness. Depending on how we own it and how we use it, it can become an evil thing or goodness. Whether we manage finance or we are controlled by finance, depending on it, the result comes out differently. If we ask someone to look after money, we can see the character of a person. Money, for people to live, is like ship and water. Water needs to be there for ships to move. Money becomes an element that makes our lives to move. Money is like the second life. It makes people to be poor, and also it makes people to be dear. Elder Young Jun Shin, that used to be a movie actor, said that he would donate 500 million Korean wons to the society and he would donate all he has going forward. In his coffin, he asked to put the Bible only. He was a person that was able to control his finance. Then what is the issue? When water gets into the ship sinks. If we consider our belongings more precious than our conscience, character and faith, it becomes like a ship that abandons God and sinks. The Bible says that this kind of money becomes like the root of a million evil. A saying that we should not be a lover of money does not mean that we do not need to have money, but we should not be a slave of money. Even though we are given a few billion wons, if our faith does not get deteriorated, and if we are able to control the finance given to us, then it is a blessing. So, Solomon prayed to God like this. Proverbs, chapter 30, verses 8-9 says like this: keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal, and so dishonor the name of my God. If we lose our conscience, our character, and if our faith gets weaker, then the position, the title, the belongings would not be a blessing, but it would be like the ship, which has the water coming into it and sinks. A real blessing is, even if a billion is given to you, even if your position gets elevated, if your conscience, character, faith do not get shaken, that is a real blessing. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be able to enjoy these real blessings. Paul said that a person that is able to manage the family well should be appointed as a leader. Let us look at verses 4-5. It says, he must manage his own family well, and see that his children obey him with proper respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? The first community of the humanity is a family. God created us in a way so that everything begins from a family. If a family is shaken, a foundation gets shaken as well. So, Paul said to Timothy that when appointing leaders, he mentioned two kinds of things that were related to the issues within a family setting. First of all, it was about the issue of faith of children. Let us read verse 4. It says, he must manage his own family well, and see that his children obey him with proper respect. In other words, appoint people as leaders that raise their children in faith. Children get to learn from the faith of their parents. Children that saw their parents living in sincere faith get to inherit the faith from their parents. We saw the faith of Abraham got passed on to Isaac, faith of Isaac got passed on to Jacob, faith of Jacob got passed on to Joseph like the ivy. When Paul complimented on the good faith and belief of Timothy, he said that faith that was in his grandmother Lois, faith that was in his mother Eunice, were passed on to him, as he has good conscience and faith. It is an inheritance of faith that Timothy received. Moses was like that. It was not a coincidence that Moses became a leader of his people. When he came in a floating papyrus basket, his mother breastfed him as a babysitter and taught him about the spirit of his people. How about you? Are you passing the faith on to your children well? I hope you will pass on the faith. Also, you need to have a good relationship between a married couple. Let us read verse 5. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? It is a word of God that such a person cannot be responsible as a leader of the church. A husband that is a family person in a family becomes a committed servant of the Lord at church, and also a wife that as a family person in a family becomes a committed servant of the Lord at church. It has been said that the crisis of the 20th century is not related to economy but related to a downfall of a family. Families are falling apart. I hope your family of faith would be restored. In a family, there needs to be peace and happiness. In ministry as well, due to a falling apart of family, I saw a lot of cases of ministry falling apart as well. Is your family happy and at peace? Are your children inheriting the faith well? My dear family in Christ, God works through people. In each period, God seeks leaders that are needed for His ministry. It is such an amazing grace and an abundant blessing that we are the ones that have been approved by the heart of God, and that we are being used by the hand of God. Three kinds of things that Paul suggested: a person of a good character, a leader that is able to manage himself well. Let us pray that our entire families would be the ones that serve God. Whether it is in the society, or at church, in all areas of life, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be good servants that are caught and used by the hand of God. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.